Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Breaking news, according to Sully, according to Woj, Pistons news.
Yeah, so Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted this 20 seconds ago. Detroit will be among the most aggressive teams in trying to sign guard Wayne Ellington in the buyout market. Wayne Ellington might be coming to Detroit.
I don't want to be rude, Mike. All right, it is breaking news. That's fine. What you got to do is you got to basically be able to convince Wayne Ellington this is a better spot than other places that are, you know, way better. When you're in the buyout market, you're going to try to win a title. But if Wayne Ellington wants to just put up shots and play, well, maybe. I don't view it as much of anything. It's a risk-free move if you get him. It doesn't affect your long-term future. Whatever. Sure. Why not? I mean, Mike, they're short on wings. You kind of got me excited with a Woj bomb, and then it's Wayne Ellington. That was a little bit disingenuous. Take a text coming in. Well-handled guys, couldn't have done it better. You guys' show is the best. As a person of color, I got your back. That's from Larry. Went to Sully's Twitter to find the Vin guy. I clicked on Sully's followers and found he follows Hooper on Twitter. That made my day. People who are securing their job don't try very hard to do a good job. Trade Reggie for anyone. Trade Reggie for a pick and or expiring. I wanted the Pistons to grab Fultz. Low risk, high reward, Alex in Rochester. Another person just saying Reggie out of here for anything. Not the one move that you wish we were talking about right now with the Pistons. Sully, do you have your one move or no?
Yeah, I do, and I don't think it's one that might be very popular. Because I think an easy answer for everyone to say is Drummond and Reggie, and I get it. But for me, it's nothing personal with Blake because he's tried hard, he's been great. But
he's been a warrior.
I would have loved for the Pistons to have just traded Blake, got a couple first-round picks, and really not only begin the rebuild, that would have accelerated and jump-started the rebuild. Multiple first-round picks for Blake Griffin. I mean, I'm just of the belief that this team isn't going to win anything with this core, isn't really going to win anything with Blake Griffin. He's been great. He's been trying hard. I get it. But accelerate this rebuild. Go get a couple first-round picks for Blake and just start fresh. Start over, compile those picks, and go.
Here's what I would tell you. I'm fine if that's your Christmas wish. I'm not going to make fun of it. I get it. That's a move that generally will happen, you know, at the draft, once the summer starts, when teams have a lot of cap space. But it's your wish. You're allowed to wish whatever you like. David, yours. The one move you wish we were talking about that the Pistons had made.
That Reggie Jackson was out of here. I don't care for who. I don't care if it's for a corned beef sandwich. Reggie Jackson is the one I really wanted out of here. Yeah, Drummond. I hear everybody wants Drummond out of here, but here's the difference. Drummond at least plays sometimes. Like, the effort isn't there all the time, but at least he gives it sometimes. Reggie doesn't seem to give effort at all. So I wanted him gone for, you know, ham sandwich. That'd have been great.
See, for me, it was Drummond. That's awkward that, like, we each had a different one. That's not...
Right.
I want to open this thing up for Blake. And getting Drummond out of here is a key part of it. I don't value Drummond. I don't value the numbers he puts up. I don't value his role in today's league. And to me, like, honestly, my wish would have been, man, I can't believe they were able to get Jordan to take Drummond. Like, Jordan to Charlotte. Drummond to Charlotte would have been that move. Like, God, this is awesome. Oh, but they had to take back Batum's deal. Yeah, but we got Malik Monk. You know, like, something like that. Like, that... It would allow me to buy in a little more about maximizing Blake's window if that's where they're going. You guys know I want to tank. You guys know I want to rebuild. But in lieu of an owner who won't do that, if you want me to buy into building around Blake, that would have been the move. Because I think in order to maximize Blake's window, you have got to get that space-eating disaster out of here in Drummond. And I know, you know, his numbers look pretty on a lot of nights, and people get wowed by it, and FSD is like, hey, no one's done this since 83. I don't care. The game's changed. I would have loved to have been talking about that move today, because I think it would allow me to begin buying into, okay, they're going to build around Blake, and now they can officially start. But alas, we're not. 248-539-9797. I just don't think they picked a direction, and that disappoints me. Yeah, Mike.
I don't know how anyone could be happy or confident with this trade deadline and how it went down for the Pistons. Not only the fact that they made those couple of weird trades that were acting like they were selling, then you think there might be buying, but you don't really know. Forgetting about those two trades, what's more disturbing to me is that the fact the Pistons were offering their first-round pick to teams. Well, I mean, what are they? Their thought process right now is just all over the map. First, you think they're selling, then you think they're buying. They're including their first-round pick in deals. I don't know how you can feel happy about these reports that we've heard. It's crazy to think that they were trying to offer they were dangling their first-round pick out again. Now, sure, it's easy to say, hey, they didn't buy, they didn't get Conley. Oh, they should be commended by that. But the fact that they were even entertaining that, yeah, that speaks to a problem. That speaks to a mindset that's just not, not rational.
Well, again, if you're committed to selling, your first-round picks are not a part of the conversation. If you're committed to buying, they are. I thought the Pistons, yeah, they got rid of a couple assets that were, they weren't going to be able to afford to keep. I mean, I've said it repeatedly. Like, you're not going to be able to afford Ish or Bullock. And Stanley, it's just, look, yeah, you could bring him back if you wanted, but he doesn't have a role here. Overall, it set up their ability to make the next move, but the next move didn't happen. Now, it can happen in summer, sure. But their next move will largely dictate the next 5 years of the franchise. And no, I don't mean signing Wayne Ellington on a buyout. I mean the next move, the next real move, which is defined by an addition to the core of your team or a subtraction to the core of your team. That is the move we all have to wait for to find out what their intent really is. And naturally, I'm a bit petulant sometimes. I wanted that move now. Partially to ensure they don't make the playoffs and to get the best pick possible. Because this is a year where I do believe there is a unibrow at the top. Where I believe there is a LeBron at the top. And even if I got a 7% chance or a 9% chance of getting that prospect, I do think it's worth it. I kept Karl Anthony Towns out of that discussion. That would have been the other number one that could have entered that, but he's not quite there. But this really is kind of that once every 7 year draft where at the top, there's that guy. And I know people will laugh, but here's how I feel. A 9% shot at Zion is better than a 0% chance winning a first round playoff series versus the Bucks or Raptors. It's just how I feel. 248-539-9797. Let's get the people involved. Next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.